Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. The host Charlie Giuliani. I'm back again live. Nope, this isn't Memorex. It's me. I'm here for today. I'll be taking tomorrow and Friday off, and actually next week as well. Friday we're going to have Alan Watt filling in for me. So just tomorrow will be a recording. Friday will be live again. Alan Watt, don't want to miss that. He's an excellent host. He was gracious enough to fill in. And then next week, he's going to be on Thursday and Friday filling in for me. So we'll just be having recordings Monday through Wednesday. But again, Thursday and Friday, Alan Watt once again. So if you don't want to be bored listening to me ramble on something you've already heard, at least tune in for Alan Watt this Friday and then Thursday and Friday next week. Don't want to miss that. Great guy. I'm sure he'll have some incredible, fascinating stuff to be talking about. But anyways, glad to be with you again today. Taking a vacation from my vacation, I guess you could say. I had booked this guest a while ago. I didn't want to cancel it. So I figured I'd be in for this show today. The guest is going to be Donald Patton, anyway. I forget his middle initial. I think it's C. Donald Patton, scientist who has done a lot of research into catastrophism, one of my favorite subjects, something I'm going to be returning to quite a bit in coming months. And, of course, he specializes in plasma discharges and how they played a role in past catastrophes. A lot of unusual geological features here on Earth, as well as other bodies in the solar system, planets and moons, obviously came about as a result of plasmic discharges. They've been mistakenly identified as having been the result of, you know, either quakes or water channels covered by, you know, lakes or whatever. But upon closer inspection, they're actually the result of powerful plasmic discharges from close passages of asteroids or perhaps even from Venus, which we know has a large plasma tail to this day that reaches almost as far as Earth. Apparently was much stronger in the past, just like Earth's magnetosphere was stronger in the past and has become weakened over the centuries. Venus used to have a visible plasma tail. The ancient Greeks tell of how Venus had a great, had long hair that stretched from one end of heaven to the other. So it probably actually reached as far as Earth's orbit in the past, and it's conceivable that there could have been transfers of electrical discharges between Earth and Venus, and that would explain a lot of these unusual features I'm talking about. So we're going to be discussing that along with a lot of other interesting things when he comes on after the break. But before then, let me go over, as always, some quick announcements. Just a reminder, guys, once again, Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, is available at RBN for $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send your check or money order to me, and then I'll forward it to the RBN office. Just kidding. Now, send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Also, once again, if anyone's interested in reading my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, or any of my religious rants, my heretical religious theses that I wrote back when I was a theology major, one of which got me fired, you can get those at lulu.com, lulu.com, and you can find them simply by using their search engine there and looking my name up, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you'll see all the books listed come up on the one page there. Also, if anyone wants to send any questions, comments, suggestions, gripes, whatever, send to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z, and you can reach me that way. All right, guys, short break, and we'll be right back with Donald Patton.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Tired of playing foolish games. Well, some foolish games are fun, but not when it comes to politics. Won't see any of that on here. Okay, guys. I think we have our guest. I'm not sure. Mr. Patton, are you there? I don't think he's there. Okay. Well. I'm not too surprised. The poor guy, he is in his senior years. One of the books he wrote that I read was written like back in the 60s, and he was kind of old then. And so I should have realized when I called him up that I was dealing with somebody who's probably in his late 80s, early 90s, I would guess. It's looking like we're not able to make contact, in which case I'll have to go off onto one of my usual rants. That's a shame. I should have called him. I should have realized that this probably was going to happen, because when I called him, he's like, okay, so now what's that date again? After he had written it down, he asked me already to confirm it, and then so we talked a little bit more, and then he says, okay, so I guess I'm all set for what was the date again? So yeah, I should have known to call him. Oh well, hey, I will get him on again though, because he's a really nice guy, and I mean, he's really smart. He's written some really good books. So maybe he'll get the message. The office, RBN office, just left a message on his machine. Maybe he'll be calling me, at some point later in the broadcast. But if not, no problem. Yeah, I guess they're going to try again, probably at the next break. But if not, no problem. I'll just go off on another rant. As a matter of fact, I think I'll do a repeat of a show, not a repeat I did on RBN, but a show that I did on another network that I have a broadcast on. It's pretty interesting stuff. I think I'll be talking today about the prophecies, quote unquote, of Nostradamus. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, wait a minute, he's really off the wall now. Why is he believing in that guy? I want to make it clear, I'm not a believer, quote unquote, in Nostradamus, as far as him being a, quote, prophet. But nevertheless, it is pretty interesting, some of the stuff he foresaw. So I'll let you decide what to do with it. I just like pointing out anomalies, off-the-wall things, interesting things. And certainly this is one of those examples. This is one of those weird things that makes you go, hmm. As many of you know, Nostradamus was a, what was he, 16th century French. He was actually a physician by trade. And, you know, if it wasn't for his, quote, prophetic skills, prophetic writings, he would have probably gone down in history as a famous physician from that period. He was well known. He was renowned all over Europe. People came to him. He lived, of course, during the Black Plague. And, you know, people would come to him for treatment. And there were some, many cases of miraculous cures. Nobody really knows what his methodology was. We really don't have any record of what he used. You know, the only written records from him we have, of course, are his quatrains, his prophecies. Quatrains and centuries, as they're called. But whatever he did, he was very skilled. He knew, you know, he knew what he was doing. But anyway, because of his prophecies and, you know, the profound, accurate nature of them, he's been more well known for that instead of his healing skills. So I figured I'd go over some of this. And again, you guys decide what you do with it. If you think he's a prophet or not, that's your choice. I already gave my opinion on it. And maybe if I have time at the end of the show, I'll offer you my opinion as to what I think was really going on with this guy, why he was so accurate with his predictions. But nevertheless, it's something, you know, you can't afford to ignore, or at least, not that you can't afford to ignore it, but I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's something that should, you know, you should pay attention to. It's interesting. And this does warrant an explanation, regardless what you think of the man, whether you think he was a prophet or not. You know, you've got to come up with some answer. Well, if he wasn't a prophet, how was he able to do this? There's no question. And some people say, oh, come on. People just twist his writings and make them say what they want to fit their fantasies. But no, as we're going to see, some of the stuff he predicted was actually quite accurate, to the point where you're not twisting it to make it fit a preconceived idea. You can't possibly be doing that. And we'll see as we go along. Quite a few of these prophecies, you can't say that. They're just too accurate. So, with no further ado, let me launch into this. In May of 1791, the man was already in his grave at the time for almost 200 years, in the heart of the French Revolution, three grave-digging skeptics set out to test a legend inscribed on the gravestone of Michel de Nostradamus, which stated, "Whoever shall drink of the skull of the man that is buried here shall inherit his powers." And of course, that legend had no truth to it. They never did inherit any, quote, powers of, you know, seeing the future. But nevertheless, something very interesting did happen when this occurred. They no sooner had exhumed the body, taken the skull, poured wine into it to take a drink, and suddenly two shots, well, actually, before I even get to that, let me mention this. They found a plaque around his skeleton, or what was left of it, a plaque that once was around his neck, which had the date stamped on it, May 1791, which was the exact month that these grave diggers had exhumed the body of Nostradamus. Obviously, Nostradamus had somehow foreseen the very month that his body, in the very year that his body would be exhumed. Imagine their shock when they saw this. He wrote that, or at least he died and had that plaque put around his neck, in 66. It was actually over 200 years earlier. This was, again, 1791, in the height of the French Revolution. Interestingly, just after exhuming his body, two shots, stray gunshots, took out these two gravediggers and killed them right there on the spot. Very bizarre. You know, there's just some things in life you can't write off as coincidence. I actually have a show, too, coming up at some future point, which I entitle Coincidences. Really bizarre things that have happened over the years. I got them from several different books. Collected, you know, some of the best ones from out of these books. Just dozens and dozens and dozens of really strange coincidences. And you got to start wondering, what's behind this? How can these things just happen by chance? You know, is our life really a bunch of freak accidents, or is there something going on behind the scene? You really have to start wondering when you read about these coincidences. Is this a coincidence that he had the month and the year that he would be exhumed written on a plaque around his neck? I don't know. Like I said, my job isn't to give answers necessarily. I have my own opinions I'll share with you later if I have time, but I simply like to point this stuff out to make people aware of it, and you know, you decide from there. I don't. Nobody has the answers really. It's up to us to, you know, try to figure it out. But I think it's important just to point this stuff out. I think it's interesting, if nothing else. Anyway, as I mentioned, Nostradamus was a physician by trade, but we all know him, of course, by his prophetic writings. And again, they are, as we're going to see, prophetically or astonishingly accurate. Nostradamus actually made over 1,000 predictions, over half of which, according to scholars, have already come to pass. I'm not actually going to be going into any of his future predictions on this show, simply because they haven't happened yet, and we can't say with any certainty how accurate they may have been. But certainly, with the ones that have come to pass, we can look back and say, yeah, wow, that's pretty astonishing. So that's what I focus on here. But just to mention, he did foretell three antichrists, one of which has been identified, and for good reason, as we'll see, as Napoleon, another one is Hitler, and the third one, of course, is yet future. He identified him as an Arab who would wear a blue turban. Well, I don't recall Osama having ever worn a blue turban, and he's already dead now, so I don't think he's ever going to be wearing one in the future. Maybe they'll have that fake Osama wearing a blue turban in the next fake video they release of him. I don't know, in which case maybe Nostradamus was partly right. But anyway. nevertheless, he did foretell three antichrists. Two of them have already come to pass, very accurately, as we're going to see. Let's start launching into some of these predictions. I'm just looking through my notes here, making sure I'm not missing anything. I didn't rehearse this ahead of time, folks. Sorry about that. So I'm kind of winging it here, since my guest didn't show up again. I got to ask them back in the office at the break if I've set the record at RBN for the having the most guests not show up. And in such a short time, too. I just started the show, what, back in May, was it? Late April, early May? And I've already had, what, about a dozen no-shows? I wonder what the record is. I'm not trying to set a record. It just seems to be happening that way. Actually, here's an interesting prediction. Well, just a boy, Nostradamus approached a young friar, knelt before him, and paid him homage. When asked why he did this, he replied, "Because I must kiss the robes of His Holiness the Pope." Well, you know, there's proof positive right there. This man could not have been a true prophet, because God would not have inspired him to bow before this man and to kiss his robes and call him His Holiness. So, you know, I think the debate ends right there. But nevertheless, this stuff is interesting. So, like I said, you decide what you want to do with it. It turns out this man later did become Pope Sixtus VI after Nostradamus had died. Interesting. This was when he was still a boy. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some bizarre Nostradamus prophecies. Be right back.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. Host Charlie Giuliani. Talking today about Nostradamus. I was supposed to be having a guest on, but I'll be looking into that, trying to get him on later this month. And I'll make sure I call him the night ahead of time to remind him. I should have done that. I always say that, and I never do. I really need to get on the ball here. But I'm definitely in vacation mode this week, so we got to cut me some slack. Anyway, here's an interesting prediction. Before we get into stuff that he foretold about the future, I want to talk a little bit about stuff that he said right within his own lifetime. I already mentioned that one where he kissed this guy's robe. I must kiss the robe of His Holiness the Pope. And sure enough, the guy became Pope years later after Nostradamus had died. Let's look at another one. He was once invited to a friend's house for an evening meal. And it was already known he was widely renowned for his prophetic skills, but at this point, as well as his physician skills. And so the guests thought he was going to trick Nostradamus. I'm gonna prove that he's not really, a prophet. So he asked Nostradamus at the table while they're waiting for the cook, the chef, to prepare the meal. He said, Mr. Nostradamus, he says, I have two pigs in my stall. One of them we're going to be eating this evening. And I was wondering if you could tell me which pig that is. I have a black one and a white one. Which one do you think we're going to be eating tonight? And he said, oh, the black pig, without hesitation. And he said, oh, okay, well, we shall see. So he says, excuse me a moment, I have to tend to something. He went out in the back, And I went into the kitchen, and he talked to the chef, and he told the chef to prepare the white pig. He comes back in, he sits down, and sooner, you know, sure enough, a little while later, the chef brings out the pig, and they have their meal. And so after they're done, he asks Nostradamus again, "So, do you still think it's the black pig that we just ate?" Nostradamus says, "Oh, yes, no question." He calls the chef out. He says, "Sir, would you tell our guest which pig you cooked? Was it the white one or the black one?" He says, "Well, sir, as you know, you asked me to cook the white one, and I intended to, but before I could before I could carve it up, I had just killed it. Wild dogs, when I turned my back, had come into the kitchen. I left the door open, and they devoured the pig, so I had to cook the black one." It's pretty wild stuff, I tell you. Anyway, here's another interesting prophecy. In his 35th quatrain, as he called them, those little divisions that he broke his writings up into, and then first there were centuries, and then the centuries were divided into quatrains. But in the 35th quatrain of the first century, quote-unquote, he predicted the death of the then-reigning king in a jousting tournament. He told the king, tried to warn him of his upcoming tragic fate, but the king laughed, explaining that he had never participated in such a sport and never intended to do so in the future. But, as you might guess, let's look at the prophecy first. He said, "The young lion will overcome the old one on the battlefield in single combat. In a cage of gold, his eyes will be put out, two wounds in one, then to die a cruel death." This was the actual prophecy. And then he told the king, and as I said, the king didn't pay heed. Well, guess what? Despite this warning and despite the fact that the king said he never partook in such a sport and never would, the king actually did indeed wind up participating in such a sport not too long after. He partook in a jousting match, and sure enough, he died the very death that Nostradamus had foretold he would die from. The opponent actually sent the spear right through the eye slot of his armored mask and killed him right there. Bizarre stuff. Bizarre stuff. Here's another one. He is said to have predicted the outbreak of the French Revolution of 1789, over 200 years before it happened. Here's one quatrain. He said, "The Republic of the Great City, with great harshness," of course referring to Paris, "shall not permit exit to the king. Being called by the trumpets, the letter shall be put to the wall, and the city shall repent." Sorry about that. I'm butchering the French accent now. He also went on to say, "Despite the king, the coin will be brought lower. The people shall rise against their king. Peace being made, holy laws made worse. Paris was never in such great disorder. The husband alone afflicted will be mired. Conflict will take place at the tile works by 500. One betrayer will be titled." Now keep in mind, guys, this is over 200 years in advance, okay? On the night of June 20th, 1791, a mob calling itself the Massier 500. He said it would take place at the tile works by 500. The Massier 500 attacked Louis XVI's palace. This palace, built long after Nostradamus' death, was called the Tweeters, which in French means the tile works. Now again, people say, "Oh, anybody can, you know, make this fit any preconceived notion." Is this being forced to fit a preconceived notion? He said by 500 at the tile works. Hey, like I said, I'm just the messenger. Don't attack me. Do with it as you will. But he did write this stuff. It's pretty interesting. Short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, I guess they did get a hold of the guest I was supposed to have, but since I'm off on this tangent now, they mentioned that, you know, I'll just have him on later, so... Be watching for that, guys, probably later this month, after next week, actually. I'll be having him on again. I that's all it was. I should have called him last night and reminded him. Poor guy, you know, he's in his senior years, and I mean, it's, you know, any of us are prone to forget stuff, but when you get up there in years, I should have known to call him. Anyway, but we'll get him on. We'll get him on. All right, coming back to Nostradamus. I just mentioned the prediction of the death of the king. Then we went on to talk about the tile works, the Messier 500. Very accurate stuff. You can't so easily write this off as chance. When you see, or an issue of scholars twisting his writings to make them fit specific events. You can't twist this. There's no twisting here. He said... That this would take place at the tile works by 500. The Messier 500 attacked Louis XVI's palace, known as the Tuileries, which in French means the tile works. That building wasn't even built when Nostradamus wrote that. So it's not like he could have guessed. I mean, this is unbelievable. It is pretty wild. All right, moving on. Nostradamus also wrote about the king's flight from Paris during the French Revolution. He said, by night he will come to the forest of Rennes, a devious route, the White Queen of Stone and the Grey King to Varennes. Louis the 16th fled to Paris with his wife, Marie Antoinette, via the forest of Rayenne, disguised as a monk. He was dressed in gray, and he went to Varennes. Come on, guys. This is pretty wild stuff. He also told of the fate of the royal couple. He said, the government taken over will convict the king. The king, of course, was beheaded. He also wrote, the queen sent to death by jurors chosen by lot. Marie Antoinette was condemned to death by a jury of revolutionaries. The first time royalty was sentenced to death by a jury chosen by lot. The first time ever something like that had happened. How could he have known that this... tell you guys, can't write this off. There is something to this. Like I said, you decide what you make of it. I have an opinion on it, but I'm just telling you what this guy wrote and showing you how it did come true. Here's another thing he said. And the prostitute shares the fate of the consort, Madame Dubarry, the mistress of kings, as she was known, was also beheaded. The prostitute. Now, again, how could he have... Pretty interesting stuff. Let's move on to Napoleon. He had a lot to say about Napoleon, the coming future French emperor. Here's one of the prophecies he wrote. An emperor will be born near Italy, one that will cost his empire quite a high price. They will say that even among his supporters, he will be found less prince than butcher. I can't think of a more accurate description of Napoleon than that. Napoleon, not only a king, but an emperor, was born near Italy on the island of Corsica, a strange place, of course, for a French ruler to be born. How did Nostradamus know this? And, of course, he was known more as a butcher than a prince. History attests to that as well. Once again, we see Nostradamus being profoundly accurate here, well over 200 years in advance. From a simple soldier, states Nostradamus, he will attain to empire. From a short robe, he will attain the long. Great swarms of bees will arise. Short robes to long, and great swarms of bees. Napoleon adopted the beehive for his crest. He also went on to say, for 14 years he will hold the tyranny. Napoleon did indeed reign for 14 years and 5 months. You see all these details? You can't write this off. He went on to say, of a name never before held by a French king, there comes such a fearful thunderbolt. Italy, Spain, and England tremble. Once again, this prophecy is astonishingly accurate. There never was, before or after, a French emperor known as Napoleon. He also wrote, a great troop shall come through Russia. The destroyer shall ruin a city. Napoleon's name in Greek means the new destroyer. In 1812, his troops sacked and burned Moscow. They came through Russia. Nostradamus also said, the rear guard will make defense. The exhausted ones will die in the white territory. Napoleon's men ultimately retreated in wake of the freezing cold snows, the white territory. The French will come to dread the time of the north winds, their forces having driven too far. Napoleon, obviously, was describing here exactly what happened to the finest detail, again, over 200 years in advance. It's pretty wild stuff. Nostradamus also appears to to have foretold Napoleon's defeat and exile to the island of Elba. He said, "The great empire will soon be exchanged for a small place in which he shall come to lay down his scepter." I have empire in my notes. It's actually emperor. There we go. I have to fix that. Sorry about that. Okay, "The great emperor will soon be exchanged for a small place in which he will come to lay down his scepter. A small place of tiny area, it will soon begin to grow." Here Nostradamus seems to be alluding to Napoleon's escape from Elba. Then he continued, "The captain, escaping great dangers, his fortunes greatly change." Successful, Napoleon began what is called the Hundred Days, which reached a climax on June 18, 1815, on a battlefield in Belgium, Waterloo, of course, in the third month of Napoleon's second reign. Commenting on this, Nostradamus wrote, "In the third month at sunrise, the boar and the leopard meet on the battlefield." Here Nostradamus referred to the Duke of Wellington, whom Napoleon fought against, as the Leopard of England. Nostradamus continued, "The fatigued leopard looks up to the heavens, an eagle soars to the sun, the chief adversary will win the victory." Wellington did, of course, win the battle. Nostradamus finished this prophecy with these words, "Neither bugles nor shouts can keep the soldiers. Liberty and peace achieved only through time and death." Then we have Britain's King Edward VIII, or the Duke of Windsor. Nostradamus seems to have foreseen this man. He said, "For being unwilling to agree to separation, he will be recognized as unfitted to be king. He will be driven out, and another shall rule in his place." Notice, he said, he was unwilling to agree to separation. Because he was divided over his responsibilities to the crown and an American woman that he had fallen in love with, Wally Simpson, and he could not separate himself from her, he was indeed driven out as king. Edward's brother was crowned as king in his place in 1936, just as Nostradamus had said. "The kingdom will be divided," said Nostradamus, "over the two brothers. One of them will take the arms and name of Britain." His brother became George VI. He also wrote, "The other, night overtaking him, will flee for France." After taking Wally as his wife, Edward went into exile in France, folks. Nostradamus went on to say, "An English title will be tardily conferred on him." He was conferred the title Duke of Windsor. Pretty wild stuff. Let's go on now to British adventures in the New World. He said, "The West shall be free from the British Isles." Obvious reference to the American Revolution. From Quatrain 96, Century 4. You know, I said actually the other way around, that they were divided into centuries and then quatrains. It's the other way around. It's quatrains into centuries. Sorry about that. Anyway, he said, "The eldest sister of the Britannic Island shall be born 15 years before her brother. By what is promised her, and by help or truth, she shall succeed in the kingdom of balance. America, the eldest sister, received independence 15 years before France," just as Nostradamus had said. "Through her own revolution, France received independence, which led to the establishment of a republic, 1776 for America, 1791 for France. the "she shall succeed in the kingdom of balance" statement seems to be a reference to the U.S. role of maintaining a balance of power in the world. Rather unbalanced balance, but nevertheless, that's what the scholars believe it's referring to. Okay. Let's go on to Abraham Lincoln, folks. This is really interesting stuff. Very profound statements here. He said, the sacred pomp shall bow down her wings at the coming of the great law giver. He shall raise up the humble and defeat the rebellious. No emulator of his shall be born. Lincoln did indeed, of course, defeat the rebellious Confederate states, brought new laws to the freed slaves, or for the freed slaves, or enabled the slaves to be freed, I should say, and thereby raised up the humble. I'm getting my words twisted today. Sorry about that. He also had much to say on Lincoln's assassination. For example, he said, "A conspired death shall come to an effect, charge given and a journey to death, elected, created, received by his own defeated, blood of innocence before him by remorse." Of course, Lincoln's death was indeed, Lincoln was indeed killed by a conspiracy, the details of which, of course, still elude most people. But it's clear that those he defeated were behind it, just as Nostradamus said. Both in the South and in the banking world, whom he refused to cooperate with by taking loans from them to fund the Civil War. I'll have more to say on that on a future show. The banking industry's role in Lincoln's death. They wanted him to take loans to fund the Civil War. He wouldn't do it, so he aroused their anger. He had much to say about the Kennedy assassination. Surprise, surprise. Here's one statement he made. "The great man falls by lightning in the day, an evil foretold by the postulant one." The postulant one here, actually, some believe may be a reference to Gene Dixon, another prophet or pseudo-prophet, if you will, in modern times. She said that she had foreseen Kennedy's death and actually sent warning to him not to go to Dallas that day. Of course, it wasn't heeded. Even more astounding is what he wrote next, though, about this very tragedy. Check this out, guys. This is pretty mind-boggling. He said, "The ancient work will be accomplished from the roof. Evil ruin shall fall on the great man. Being dead, they will accuse an innocent of the deed, the guilty one hidden in the misty woods." Now that makes my hair stand up straight. Check this out. He's telling us here that the real guilty one was hidden in the misty woods, i.e. the grassy knoll, and that another man innocent of the deed would be convicted. Blamed. They will accuse an innocent of the deed, the guilty one hidden in the misty woods. Wow. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? This guy foretold that Kennedy's death would be blamed on someone innocent. I mean, that's that the real guilty one was hiding in the grassy knoll. Wow, I guess Nostradamus was a premature conspiracy theorist. I tell you, that one there really makes my head turn. Here's another one. RFK's assassination, guys. Here's what he said. "According to the forecast, another falls in the hours of the night." And he said this right in the context of his JFK prediction. Now let's go on to the World War II era. Going to skip back here a couple decades. Here's an interesting statement he wrote. "One of the greatest shall flee into Spain, which afterwards shall cause a wound to bleed long. destroying all, he shall reign in peace. This appears to be a reference to the Spanish Civil War during the 1930s. The reference to reign in peace may be a reference to the fact that the fascist regime of Spain that prevailed after the Civil War remained neutral during World War II. They weren't involved in that war. But then, even more startling, downright astonishing, Nostradamus named the leader of this fascist regime in Spain. Again, you can't attribute this to them twisting things, making it fit. We got to go to a break. Stick with us. I'll be right back reading this quote. This is pretty mind-boggling stuff, guys. Be right back. What it's done to me to lose the love I knew could safely lead me through.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Talking about the prophecies of Nostradamus. Regardless what you think of the man, he did write some pretty bizarre things, very accurate things, way in advance. So like I said, I'll let you decide what you make of this, but it is interesting. Something I think that we need to take a look at. It's like the Bible code, you know. Some people say, "Oh no, it's a hoax." So you can't really say it's a hoax. There's something to it, but nevertheless, regardless what you think of it, I just like to point this stuff out. You make the decision from there what you want to do with it, what you believe about it. But you really can't afford to ignore it. I mean, like I said, I just like weird things. I shouldn't say weird, but just intriguing things, interesting things, out of the ordinary, bizarre. You know, you stick with me long enough, I'll be going over tons more. I get much more where that came from. I over the years, I've just had the pleasure of bumping into a lot of interesting phenomena and done a lot of writing about it. So, you know, I'll be covering a lot of just truth is stranger than fiction. Let me tell you, Hollywood couldn't come up with some of this stuff that I've been researching over the years. So stick with Truth Hurts, guys, and we'll get it to all of it eventually. Anyway, let's go on now. We're talking about the World War II era. We're talking about the Spanish Civil War, the fascist regime that arose. And now we're going to see where Nostradamus had actually mentioned by name the leader of this fascist regime that had risen after the Civil War. Here's what he wrote. From Spanish Franco shall come the assembly with those of the Riviera. There shall be a struggle. Sorry, my New England accent got in there. There's no R at the end of Riviera. Only in New England there is. There's no R at the end of soda either, or pizza for that matter. But, you know, we got to do something with those R's that we drop where they do belong, like ca and pac. The car in Harvard Yard, you know, we got to do something with those R's. So we stick them at the end of pizza and soda. Anyway, but check that out, guys. From Spanish Franco, he got the thing down to the letter. He nailed it. The spelling is precise. How in the world? Man, that's, you know, over 300 or about 300 years in advance that he wrote that. Spanish Franco. This isn't twisting the quatrains or the centuries to make them say something that scholars want them to say. This is what he wrote. In century 1, quatrain 25, Nostradamus made this interesting statement. He said, "The lost thing is discovered, hidden for many centuries. Pasteur will be celebrated as a demagogue when the moon completes her great cycle." Here again, he nails down a specific name. This was the Franco thing, guys, that was 400 years in advance. Excuse me. This prophecy is about 300 years in advance, back in the 19th century. Pasteur, the 1880s, 1888, Pasteur, his famous discovery, pasteurization of milk. He made that, discovery. He named the guy by name. I'm sorry, 1889, not 1888. He named it by name, the exact spelling. Pretty wild stuff. Stick with us, guys. Short break. Be right back.
A message for all homeowners.